This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
Alexandra Ryan, who is the owner of Goss.ie and a law graduate as well, joins us to chat about a story that's been taking over the news and social media as well since Friday. The identity of the online gossip website Tatlife has been revealed as an Irish couple has won a legal battle against the website. Thanks so much for hopping on to have a chat, Ali. To start with, what actually is Tatlife for anyone who may not have heard of it? Would you mind talking us through that?
Yeah, of course. I can't even accept the term gossip website because I don't even think that's what it is. It's basically an anonymous forum, very similar to the likes of Reddit, or in Ireland, some people might know what a forum is from the likes of boards.ie. Most forums have been created to have discussions about, you know, national topics, people in the public eye, that sort of thing. This site, though, is dedicated to taking down influencers and people in the public eye. So whenever you go to the landing page, which I would obviously discourage anybody to ever go on that site, even listening now, because you're fueling any revenue to them. But on their homepage, they basically state very clearly that they have been set up to call out influencers and call out celebrities. So it is very much a site designed to harass, bully, and to be honest, stalk and now defame people as well. So anyone can go on there under any username whatsoever and say whatever they want about anybody in the public eye. So to give an example, you could log on right now and say that somebody that you work with in the station is a drug user and a drug dealer, that you've seen them with your own eyes. You would never have to say who you are. You could just say, oh, I know them, I've seen them around. And up until now, there has been no recourse for actions like that. So your colleague in the station could be fired overseeing the allegation. Anytime people Google their name, you'd be able to find the allegation, but until now you wouldn't have been able to find the person who wrote that statement, and until now the victim of the harm of that statement wouldn't be able to get any sort of monetary damages or any sort of justice. But that's all changed now.
Talk me through how exactly it's changed then. What has been the change in the road?
So yeah, it's been live since 2018, and I think it really kicked off particularly from 2020 onwards when we were in COVID. And a lot of people over the years, both in Ireland and in the UK, so it is an Irish and UK website, stars like Stacey Solomon, Mrs. Hinch, like so many people have been defamed in the UK, and they've hired private investigators, they've gone to MEPs in Parliament, they've tried everything to take this site down. But when you're suing somebody, you always have to know who the other party is, right? So a defendant has to be identifiable. Because the website itself is anonymous, people that have been defamed on there or harassed or stalked, they haven't been able to say, right, I'm going to sue Mary Jo from down the road because she wrote this about me, because their name is anonymous. So when that happens, normally what you would do is sue the platform for allowing comments like that to be published, whether it's hate speech or defamation. But up until last week, nobody knew who the owner was. And again, I know people who've hired private investigators and have been trying to track him down. But a very, very wealthy couple in Ireland basically had the means to track him down and investigate him. So that's what's happened. So what that means now is that if someone's being defamed or harassed or stalked on there, you can now directly sue the owner of this website. His name is Sebastian Bond. There was an amazing court case last week where an order to keep the details private was lifted. This case actually happened 2 years ago, but there was a privacy order in there so that nothing could be reported on. That got lifted. So now that that's been lifted, anybody can sue him. And already a couple have won €350,000 in damages. He has to pay their legal costs for €300,000, and he's had his accounts frozen for £1.2 million. And what that means basically is that the judge felt that any profits from this website going to Sebastian Bond shouldn't be going to him because of what the site is doing to people, the harassment of people, the defaming of people. But there's a lot more to come. During the actual case, they investigated him and they realized he had multiple accounts all over the world, including in Asia. And they put through something that's called a Mareva injunction. It's basically a worldwide freezing asset order. It's so rare. It's normally used in like terrorism cases, but this is how high the level is of this case and this result. And it's the beginning of a lot more cases. And the judge in their judgment stated that a day of reckoning was going to come for anyone who writes on the site or anyone who owns the site. Like, that's a very strong statement to come from a judge. So I think there's a huge amount of very serious cases to come.
From a legal standpoint, was there anything about the case with the couple in Ireland winning €350,000 that surprised you? Do you think that the law is starting to catch up with what these online platforms are capable of?
No is the answer there. So there's no legislation in place, but to be honest with you, like, you need a test case to get legislation in the door. And I know that from experience of working with the legislator here. So this will be the start of it now. I am surprised that the judge took such a strong dissent, like such a strong opinion on it, because I know that this has been an issue for years, and I feel like a lot of people have been trying to get justice in this area, and it just hasn't happened. But it's a very, very welcome surprise. Also, to see that his assets were frozen again, a Mareva injunction, is very abnormal. So that just shows how seriously it's been taken. And I think maybe there was a question over how seriously will it be taken, because in a lot of defamation and cases with celebrities over the years, there's been an argument that once you're in the public eye, you have to accept that you're going to be spoken about. And that is a given in a way, but there's a difference between being spoken about and then being harassed and being stalked and being defamed. So it was great to see a judge actually understand that difference and take that on head on, because the defamation laws in Ireland are very, very strong. So, you know, if you and I defamed someone right now and suggested they'd done something bad or that they were a liar, it's so easy to sue both of us, sue the station. But when it's an anonymous audio, if we were talking and nobody knew our names, nothing could be done. So where the law needs to catch up with defamation is that even if it's said anonymously, you can sue. And that's kind of something that I've been working towards. I have a policy proposal that I'm giving to government for something called an anti-trolling bill. So there is a piece of legislation in Australia which is very similar to Irish law, because we're a common law jurisdiction, and they have basically come up with a piece of legislation that would allow to yourself to sue the owner or to sue people on the site. So yes, there's going to be court cases that are probably going to do that now, but exactly what you've said there, what we need is actually legislation so that not everyone is going to have to go to the High Court for this, because it can be very expensive. However, I said on my social medias, over the last couple of days, there is a thing called a Norwich Farmacle Order where you can go to the circuit court and you can ask a judge to force Sebastian Bond, the owner of Tattle Life, to unveil the anonymous users on the site. So I think we're going to see a lot of cases on that, but we definitely need a piece of legislation so that people know you cannot do this and you cannot do that. Whereas at the moment, it's kind of free rein. These court cases are going to be the precedent for what happens next, but there will need to be court action. And keep in mind, the case is coming back in on the 26th of June in the High Court in the North for a review. So there's further orders to come and there's further punishments to come. So it could even be more serious than we think. But they're estimating that Sebastian Bond's liabilities in this case alone is £1.8 million.
Is there a future for Tattle Life then? Or would you think, in your opinion, that this is the end of it now after this?
I'd be shocked if it stayed up much longer, to be honest. I'd say there's going to be an interest in what happens on the 26th, and maybe that's why he hasn't done anything in the interim. But I'd be very, very shocked, because, you know, no matter how much money he's made over the years, if you had another two people take a case against him and win to this extent, which is 350K, he's going to be up to nearly 3 million in legal fees and damages. And I cannot imagine someone willing to do that. So we might see a few different things happen. Number one, we might see a situation where he decides that nobody can be anonymous on the thread anymore, so that he can't keep being sued, that he will just allow the courts to unveil everybody's anonymity. And then what'll happen there is that people won't log into the site anymore, because who's going to want to be taken to court for sharing defamatory comments like that? The second option is completely shutting it down, and therefore he wouldn't really be able to be sued for liability anymore. However, anything that's been written on the site within the space of 12 months would still be suable now. So you have to take a defamation claim within the space of a year. So if there's anybody listening that's looking to take a case, it's a year from the knowledge of the comment being posted. So if anything's been posted in the last couple of days, everyone's saying to screenshot it. So the people who won the case, Donna and Neil Sands, they've been encouraging everybody to screenshot their threads, screenshot the defamatory comments, because some of the threads are actually getting deleted today as we speak right now. They're starting to get removed slowly. So again, the fact that even threads are being removed, that things are being paused, it shows you that he is worried and he's concerned. And that's exactly why a case like this needed to happen. And I really, really hope that more cases like this do take place.
If you were advising young creators or influencers now living in Ireland, what would you say is the best way to protect themselves, both legally from that background for yourself and emotionally from
It's
toxic
such a
online
hard one.
spaces?
It's such a hard one, and it's going to make the cases quite difficult as well. Because the number one piece of advice I'd always give is to never read stuff like that, because it is extremely toxic. And I know too many people that have been deeply, deeply affected by what's been on there, like life-changingly affected by it, because you're reading things that you should never read. And it's very hard when you see lies about yourself on there, because a lot of people will tell you that if they write a positive comment in defense of that person, the moderators will delete it. So all you're going to see when you log on there is people saying that you look terrible, that you are terrible, that you're a bad mother, that, you look like you've gained weight, that you look like you're too skinny. That's hard enough. But then, separate to that, you're going to read claims that you know are untrue. For example, X does drugs, or X is having an affair, or X's boyfriend is cheating on her. Like, they're the sort of level of lies that are going on there, which are really, really serious. And they're very, very upsetting for a lot of people to read. Like, I even know people that are in the public eye who maybe have lost a child or lost a partner, and there's lies about them even on the thread. So it's very, very upsetting. But you do have to know what the comments are in order to take a case. So it's a very tricky one. But my number one advice would always be never to read stuff like that. Never really read the good or read the bad. Don't let it affect you in either way, because you need to be in this industry with a thick skin and just accept who you are and know who you are and not care what other people think, which can take a long time. And then from a legal perspective, I suppose, like, you can have your friends check on threads like this, or your friends check on a Facebook thread. If there's something that you are concerned about, that you think illegal things are being said, that they're being harmful, harassing, stalking, there's multiple things. So if you're being stalked, as in your safety is being completely taken away, so maybe your address has been posted, or if someone's threatening you, you can go to your local Garda station. They can also contact the social media pages as well as the likes of Tattle Life on your behalf. And then you can go to a solicitor if there's anything defamatory written about you. So yeah, look, it is a tricky one. It's very, very hard to be in the public eye in general. And but I think the reason this is also interesting as well is that Ireland has the most strictest defamation laws literally in the world. So in the US, you've sites like TMZ, the National Enquirer, they can basically write, do whatever they want. But huge US celebrities have come to Ireland before to take on Irish newspapers and magazines, because they've rewritten a story from the likes of TMZ or the National Enquirer. So that just goes to show the defamation laws here are extreme, to the point where some media publications think they're too extreme. So obviously, the argument here then is, if it's that hard to write an opinion piece, or it's that hard to discuss with the people in the public eye, why is it allowed to be done on a site that has over 40 million views a year? Because to defame someone, you only need two people to have viewed the statement. So if you think of some of the threads that are on there, there's probably 150,000 people reading them, and nothing is being done to protect people being harmed. So that's why it's time for serious change.
Well, Ali, thank you so much for all of that information this evening regarding the Tattle Life case, and I suppose being safe online in general as well. Alexander Ryan there, who is the owner of GosStudy and a law graduate as well.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.